So the Theme Night Academy is us building on the 10 years of work we have done with the teenage theme nights. And we are attempting to broaden the experience for teenagers. So giving them more performance opportunities, a series of masterclasses which will educate them. And just continue to give them the platform to perform and learn and to grow and thrive and develop among their peers.
And compared to your theme nights, these will be happening a lot more often. How frequent?
So the Academy, there's a packed calendar. It runs throughout the academic year from September to May. And in that time, we have 16, 18 events between open mics, masterclasses, teenage theme nights and songwriting showcases. So, you know, there's something probably twice a month for these teenagers. You know, it's a busy calendar. So, we hope that through that, they get to know each other better. They get to learn about music more. They get more kicks out of performing. And they just grow and develop as people.
Yeah, it was said in there this evening that just even being on stage and the confidence that gives an individual.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can all remember being a teenager and, you know, the lack of confidence many of us would have had. And so for those who are into music, it can be a massive outlet, a really important outlet for people, a life raft even for some teenagers at that age, just to keep them afloat, to give them a chance to express themselves. So the more we can do of that, the more teenagers we can reach, the better.
And a lot of young people who have gone through your doors have gone on to study music and things like that, we heard tonight as well.
Yes. I mean, yeah, loads of them. They're either now in college all over Ireland, the UK, mainland Europe, even some are in Holland. And loads more are planning on going that way. And loads more who are past that stage are now professional gigging musicians and, you know, are really making waves on the music scene in Ireland.
You received no government funding for this venture. I know that you did say that you're trying to pursue the Art Council, but that's going to come as quite a surprise to many.
Yeah, well, look, it's something we're working on and it's something we hope to change. Because we believe that this project and this initiative is worthy of funding and it needs it. And to be honest, it won't survive without it. So it's something that we need to work at and we need to secure very soon. Because we have huge plans for this. We've lots we want to do. And we want to make sure everyone gets treated fairly.
Safe to say, if you didn't do this work over the last 10 years, prior to that, there wasn't anything like this. There's no avenue like it for young people in Sligo.
Well, look, Sligo is a fantastic place that has loads of opportunities in lots of different areas. And musically, you know, Shane Filan was our guest tonight and Shane spoke about Mary McDonough and the school musicals and school talent shows. And, you know, the Sligo Academy of Music is a wonderful facility here in Sligo for children of all ages. I guess what we're trying to do is something a little bit different to what has been done before. That's not to say it's better or worse, but we're just trying to give people performance opportunities, to build a community of musicians, to give them a chance to express themselves on stage in a professional and safe environment. And so that's what we're trying to do.
How can people get in touch if they want to take part?
So kieranquinn.ie /academy. All the information for the Theme Night Academy is on my website, or else we're at Theme Night Academy on Instagram and on Facebook. So all the information you need is either on my website or on our Instagram page.
I'm reflecting just finally, Kieran, on the last 10 years. You must feel very proud of yourself and the people and the team behind you to have come this far.
Yeah, look, it has come a long way from if you look back at the early days, you know, when there was 10 or 12 teenagers involved. Since then, 400 teenagers have come through our programs, which is massive. Do you know, it's a massive number of people we've managed to impact in some way. And so it's rewarding work. It's not always easy work, but when it goes well, it's rewarding. So we'll stick at it for a while more anyway.